Yo, niggas back in this bitch, man.
Strapped
you
in
know,
this bitch.
This shit probably would have been out literally a week ago, but, you know, niggas had a little technical difficulties and shit like that. But, you know, we back at it, like a crack addict in this crack habit. But, like I said, we back in this bitch. Last week, we would have put this out, but we here today. We got my nigga, Kenosha Legend, boxer, all that shit. He went out here doing a lot of shit, you know, for the community. He got some upcoming shit he gonna be doing in the community this weekend. We'll let him talk about, you know, later on during this and shit. But you might have, if you've been in Kenosha, you might have seen him running damn near ass naked, sweaty as hell, looking like a swole ass Cisco or some shit.
Me. For no
but
fucking reason, just running.
The young legend, William the Kid Langston, he in here with us. So
what it do?
Yo, so what motherfuckers trying to talk about first?
We could recap on the
Oh yeah, Brad just had a goddamn fight like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, but 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was about
three weeks ago.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, bro, you let the people know what happened, how that shit went.
Yeah, so local fight. Really big thing for me because the venue that we were fighting at was actually the place where I suffered my first loss. So I ran the whole city out, about 120 people and some. I could account for myself that I sold tickets hand to hand. You know, so people was out there, they was out there deep. The guy I fought, before he fought me, he fought a guy 13-3. They went 8 rounds. And then before that, he fought a guy 18-0. They went 8 rounds. And then before that, he beat a guy 45-11. He knocked him out in 20 seconds within the first round. So although his record was that of a journeyman, he was proven to be, you know, durable test.
Right.
So I took him on. And shit, to my knowledge, his elbow was dislocated in the second round. I feel like it was some bullshit.
Yeah.
I feel like he felt the power. He didn't want that smoke. But that just go to show you that even somebody that's 18-0 or 13-3, just because I'm only 4-2 going into that fight, that don't mean that I'm more or less skilled than the next.
Right.
So I like to pride myself on my skill, not just my strength. I know I was given God-given strength, you know, that so, can't be taken away.
So, like you said, you fighting in the same, you had a fault in the same venue that you lost in.
Yeah.
So, I mean to cut you off, but how long in between was the fights?
The loss in my recent fight, my loss was in September of 2019.
Oh,
so
2 years.
And it was my second fight, yeah. It was my second fight, and the guy that I fought at the time, he was 3-0 with 3 knockouts, so he had knocked out all of his opponents within the first round. I was the only person that even made it to the second round with this guy, and he had 405 amateur fights, whereas I had 3 amateur fights and only been to a Golden Glove state. Yeah. But
yeah, all that muscle memory and shit.
But at the same time, like I said, I didn't have no experience. That shit taught me a lot.
Right.
I ain't never felt that or anywhere close to that since that feeling. And that's because I know how to avoid that. You know, I know how to, you know, I didn't know anything about doing like neck lifts. Real boxers, professional boxers lift weights with their necks. Like, bro, I do jaw exercises, neck exercises, and they touch me now. Like, even big guys, I spar with mostly heavyweights or cruiserweight, so these guys walk around 200, you know, 200 pounds at the lightest, like 195, and I walk around at 180, 188 max is my active weight in training, and that's 188 to me is, that's on the heavier side of my active weight. Usually I'm walking around, like today I'm 182. I left the gym this morning at 179, so, you know, but yeah, you know, it was nice to get back in the ring in that setting. I mean, I had been under the tutelage of somebody else before that. And then I was free, you know, and I got to bring somebody from each surrounding city, you know, major surrounding city, like my homie Biswell Cruz. He's from Milwaukee.
All right.
He trained at the same gym I trained at, AMC. And he came out to be in my corner to assist me because he had been in my corner two times prior to that. So that was dope. Bring him from Milwaukee. Then I had my guy Joe Langston from Kenosha. Then we bring big shout out to Joe, man. Hit your potential. Hit your potential boxing, man. That's where I'm at. That's the home right now. But my main coach right now is Sam Colonna. None other than a legend, Sam Colonna.
Where he out of?
He's out of Chicago.
Chicago,
Illinois. Yeah, he trained world champions, man. He didn't have guys up there.
What's his last name?
Colonna.
Italian?
Yeah, he's from Italy.
The land?
Yeah, they moved out here when he was a shorty. Like I think he said when he was around like 8 or something, they moved out here. But that's where he's originally from. Him and his mother like. They like he still speaks. He speaks that language.
That's dope.
So
hey, so like fighting in the same venue again that you lost at, was you like kind of nervous going back in? Like,
no,
it's this venue.
No, bro. To be honest, bro. For the last year, I've been calling out the guy that I lost to. Like I said, I was recently under the tutelage of somebody different. He had some money that he was willing to put behind me. He offered these guys, he started off with offers as low as, I think, 6,000. Then he offered as much as 10,000. Told him they could pick the venue, pick the day, the venue. They could have the A side, we'll take the B side. I wasn't going to receive a penny. And for a purse, because the person that's backing me up is paying them.
Right.
So I don't get paid shit.
It's just more the opportunity and prison.
Yeah, so he felt that I was ready for that fight. I did too, you know, so we called him out. And this was after I beat a guy 7-1. This guy was from Canada. He had only been stopped. Prior to me, he had got stopped in the 8th round by a guy that was 7-0. So his last fight before me, he fought a guy 7-0. He was 7-0. They fought for a vacant NABF light heavyweight title, and it took that guy 8 rounds to stop him.
Yeah.
My fight was the next fight. It was scheduled for a 6th rounder, but on BoxRec they put it as a 4, which is confusing because in my contract that I still have, yeah, it says 6. So that's going to be something we're going to be contacting the commission about. But however, he was done in the first round. Within a minute and 45 seconds of the first round, I disposed of that man. So it took a 7-0 guy 8 rounds to get him out. And he got him out within 6 seconds of the last round. It took him that long. And it only took me a minute and 45 seconds. And I finished him up with a jab. So that right there let me know that I had more than what I needed.
All right.
To be successful in the game. And after that, I went to go fight Money Powell IV, one of the, you know, boxing celebrities, upcoming prospects, was at a point of time.
But yeah, at one point in time, we was there for that fight.
Yeah, bro. So y'all know how that went.
We covered that. I don't say we covered it like we covered it as a podcast there, but we touched base on it, you know, before and afterwards.
Yeah,
we talked about it here.
Yeah, your last fight was most definitely lit. We seen a couple of people up there.
Yeah. But yeah, it was nice. It was a great experience for me to go up against a guy. You know, I'm 3-1 going up against a guy 11-1. I've been stopped once prior to that. he's never been stopped. Right. Although we know how that shit played out.
Right.
We know the truth.
And this was crazy. Anybody that knows boxing and knows the politics behind boxing know for a fact that if you fight on the A side and you fight in a hometown setting and you get a split decision win, you really fucking lost.
Yeah, for real, for real.
That man didn't make me take not one step back. All gas, no brakes for him, that fight. I don't know how much more pressure you could put on a motherfucker besides knocking him down. I was hurting him with shit I wasn't even trying to hurt him with.
Right. Yeah, that shit was...
And he touched, although he was touching me, nothing was effective. And the only punch that was deemed as effective was because my feet, he stepped around me. And I didn't move. I didn't make that move before he stepped around me, which left me squared off. And he caught me with a hook while my feet was square. But
Brendan had none for you, bro. He had no partner.
And even then, people that watched the live stream, because it's still up there for it to be purchased. People can still go back and purchase that and watch it. It's still on Facebook. I don't know the link, but anybody that was watching that could see. Right after he hit me with that hook that was supposedly effective and, you know, in quotations, hurt me, you know, I gained what would have been considered my composure within 4 seconds.
Right.
Wasn't his dad like the commentator or something?
He didn't follow up with no punches.
Commentator, his whole people basically like set up the event type shit. We had motherfucker behind us who was like, it was a dude and a female, and the female was like, she low key ain't know what the fuck she was just talking about. She was just high key there with her nigga type shit, and she had the opinion that Money Powell was up, and I'm looking at her dude. I'm telling, like, the whole fight each round, I'm like, yeah, bro, like we up type shit, and her dude, like, as the fight kept going on, he was leaning more like, yeah, bro, probably got it, woo woo woo. But obviously, we know how the shit played out. But motherfuckers in the crowd knew what the fuck it was, bro. For real, for real.
If I would give him anything, he only got a round, bro.
Yeah, man.
And if you consider his one punch where my feet was square that he didn't follow up on. So if he hurt me, why couldn't he put me down? Why couldn't he? You know what I mean? Why couldn't he follow up on the effective shot? He threw no punches after that to lead up with that. And that's because he knew I wasn't fucking hurt. Yeah. But, however, the crazy thing is, even if you count that as a round, let's say the first round, because he threw more punches than me in the first round, and let's say the fifth round, that's two rounds. We fought a six-round fight, bro. He did not do more than me in those other four rounds at all. Yeah. I put pressure on him every fucking round. But, you know, I was, I'm not even salty about that. That was a learning lesson, and, you know, not understand the politics of boxing and not only the business, but the actual politics and the business of boxing.
You bounced back from that shit quick, though.
Yeah, and I went back to the same place, the actual same venue, right, which is Buckhead. It's in Buckhead, Georgia, but Fight Club. So I got a chance to redeem myself, which was actually with a more experienced guy. This guy had 14 fights, 14 professional fights. He was 11-3. I believe he'd been stopped twice at the time, but this guy had been the distance. He had been more than 8 rounds, which was what we were scheduled for, and this was my second time being scheduled. I mean, my first time being scheduled for 8 rounds. So I had been scheduled for 6 rounds twice prior to this, but this is my first scheduled 8 round. Now, sparring and fights are totally different. So going into this fight, yeah, I was, you know, some days second guessing myself, like, was I doing enough? Like, as far as, like, in training, because I ain't gonna lie, when you hear, like, former boxers say, or even like old commentators say, like none of these guys go into a fight 100%. They ain't lying. Like most of my fights, I went into shit in some way, shape, or form fucked up. Like
I ain't trying to brag, but shit, nigga, that's life. Nigga.
Yeah, that is life. That is.
Motherfucker be nicked up, knacked up, shit. Yeah, nobody. Once you hurt, you hurt.
And you gotta get it. You gotta get it. Like when I fought Money Powell, I had a crack in my L4 on the top and the bottom, and my disc was herniated. I had a hernia on my disc.
But a lack of better words, his back was fucked. Not fucked, but yeah. You know, to the average healthy back. You know, hurt. Like Mike Tyson said, yeah. My back is broken.
Yeah.
Spinal.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, it's crazy that happened, you know, but that happened that actually led me to the hospital. And I found out that, you know, I was on the verge of kidney failure, you know, because I had went down to as low as 164 pounds.
That shit.
Yeah. And I'm scary. Naturally 215 pounds. Like my average walk around weight would be 215 pounds
that,
if I wasn't active.
They said his natural walk around weight is like 200 plus.
And I walk around, my active weight is 188 max.
Like 25 pound difference.
Then I fight at 175, which is, you know, good enough cut.
64 pound, bro. That's like me. Yeah. I walk around between like 150 something and 160 something.
I can't even touch 160.
Gotta get your weight up, brother.
Nigga, I eat.
It's gonna happen one day. Trust me. Yeah. That switch, that metabolism gonna switch a little bit.
It's gonna be blowing. You gonna blow up.
Nigga, you be like, damn, I can't get under 164.
Look, y'all motherfuckers that's out there and that don't know, nigga. I'm about to be 30 next year.
Yeah, we all. We all touching 30. Ty Mom about to be 30. You feel me? I mean, not 30, 29. Niggas all about to be, you know, 30 up in this bitch.
Damn near.
Hell yeah.
You got
in a couple of days, Wednesday, yeah, so, September 22nd, that's when we're recording this shit.
This Saturday, September 25th, at Hit Your Potential Boxing, 7707 Sheridan Road, we having a local event, you know, trying to get all the kids out, so.
I'm going to put a link for the description and all that shit.
So it'll be a bouncy house, you know, 3-on-3 basketball tournament for the, you know, for the older youth. And then we're going to actually do something for the younger youth, too. And then I'll probably be in the gym getting some work in, you know, some bag work in, probably hitting the mitts with my coach, Joe. Giving people a few pointers. We're going to be doing a raffling off some gloves. We'll be selling shirts in my favorite restaurant, because people know, I'm pretty sure they know by now. If they don't, I don't eat meat.
Right. Shout out to that lifestyle. You know me.
Yeah.
I did that shit a good 5+ years.
You know, straight plant-based, you know, healthy, you know, healthy way of living. When you in the sport, you know, you got to be in tip-top shape.
What's up, man? You go spar on Saturday?
No, man. I'm not gonna embarrass you. But like I was saying, my favorite restaurant, none other than Twisted Plants.
Where they based out of?
I believe that's Milwaukee. Or is it Cudahy? I think
Cudahy more around.
It's like Cudahy
way out there that way too, like a suburb type shit.
Twisted Plants.
Yeah.
That's
probably
Cudahy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Fire. It's like the reason why I say Milwaukee, because it's like literally 13 minutes from Milwaukee. Shout out to Fast Break 2, my homie Rick's spot. Bro, they got some fire food too. I know y'all not vegan, so y'all probably a dive in on his. He got.
Nah, bro, what you mean? They had a scent. The Polish sausages or some shit I had from there.
Oh yeah, that's fire. They gonna have
super bad
or
some
that.
Shit.
You had the super bad too?
No, then I must have had.
You did. You had the super bad. You had the slider.
Nah.
Yeah, you did. You had one of the sliders. I got the munchie box, right?
Nah, cause I got a.
You got the sausage party.
That's what it was.
That's the brat, right?
So it's not a brat.
It's a plant-based like brat, but it's made like a bruh. I mean to really cut you off, but off topic.
I know you plugged in with the dude, and I don't know how much they do like promo wise. But what I'll be interested in this hearing you talk about this shit is the process of making it. Cause my how I think is like, well, obviously it's not a fucking brat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, what is it and how is it made? Like that would be.
To me, to be honest, I believe it's already made. Like they been buying it in the package. Like they got what is it called? Beyond Meat, Beyond Sausage. So I don't know. That's just my guess. You know that they probably getting.
That's
it
just
there.
How my mind be working, bro.
Because this is and this is the reason why I believe that to a degree because I've made what I've gotten. Right. Them myself, you know, so I know that when I go there and I'm eating that, I know that it is plant-based. I know I'm not being tricked in eating real meat because and then too I would know because it's been so long since I've eaten meat, my body would probably feel fucked up.
That wasn't what I was saying, more like What are they making?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that should be interesting though.
But yeah, I think my guess would be that that's that because, shit, I tried it on my own. Like, oh man, that's what they. Let me make this at the crib. Let me save me the trip to drive. You know, because I never thought about making up the burgers like that, bro. I would make a burger and I would literally just make a regular burger. Like, I didn't think of what they did, like the super bad, bro. They got Friday after next, bro. All of these is burgers.
That shit funny, yeah.
And you know what's crazy? All of these foods is based off of like a weed smoking movie.
Right. So, and they him friendly. And this the people you plugged in with. They finna sponsor. Oh, I ain't gonna say sponsor, but they like
they
catering,
are sponsoring
catering
me.
Your
yeah. They're sponsoring me by catering the event.
Right.
So that's our first deal. I usually I have a sponsorship package that I usually go by, but that's for more of like fights.
Right.
Because in those descriptions of the packages, it states that like I put their business logo. Small logo on my trunks or per se my uniform or even a shirt, team shirts, banner, etc. Making posts, stuff like that. Just promoting businesses. That's what I do in exchange for sponsorships because I don't like just going to ask people for their money. Like what can I do for you doing something for me is really like how I like to think about it because like how many people just going to really willingly just give you some shit? Right. Like, here you go. And I mean, that does happen because trust me, I got sponsors that do that. Like here, I don't want nothing. Just keep doing what you're doing. I believe in you, you know, and that's love. And I love that. And I appreciate that. But I always still ask them, like, what's your business logo? Can I get a business that I can promote that you deem acceptable or respectable? I'll put it on my uniform, you know, and I'll shout y'all out after the fight because...
Now you got motherfuckers like, oh, damn, what's that? Yeah. Oh, let me go see what they...
Let me go check that out.
I'm a fan of you.
Yeah, and that's how that works. So I got a few people that about to get on board, man. It's getting real packed, like, as far as, like, me having the support. Like, now I'm getting it. You know, I'm ranked number 10. As a light heavyweight in the USA, I'm ranked number 76 in the world. Mm. And that's out of, I believe, about 700 light heavyweights.
You got it.
Man, it's getting real.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro.
Like you're saying it's getting real, but you got to watch out for them fake supporters and all that, fake sponsors, because, you know.
Oh, well, I mean... like everybody that I get, that I have gotten and had, you know, sponsorship relationships with are businesses that I've been involved with, you know, personally, people that I've been involved with personally. things that I believe in. Like, I'm not going out. You're not gonna ever see me out with nobody bar on me or nobody. I don't drink liquor, so I'm not. Ain't no liquor. I don't care if they trying to. I don't want it. That's just me, and that ain't got nothing to do with like no religious preference, cause I have no religious preference. But you know,
you just not.
I just, I'm not supportive of that. I don't drink, so I'm not gonna promote drinking.
Right.
You know, so, however, I am a fan of hemp. I feel like it does a lot of good for the body. You know.
Right. That shit grow.
Yeah. It's a plant, and it's a healer. At one point in time had hemp everything. You know, hemp lotion. Hemp face wash.
I came to your crib one day. A nigga had a hemp little what them shit called? Little roll on, yeah, like hemp icy hot. Like, yeah. Wait, hold on, what the hell?
Yeah,
and
so
then he rubbed it on me a little bit. That shit.
And it's
that shit been activated.
Yeah, bro. And it's like, I'm like, damn. If you use anything else that they say is natural, that shit really don't be natural. But they say it is on the label, but. When you really get the natural stuff and the stuff that really work, then you know it. Like, I would use that, bro, and I'd be good. Like Superman just blew on my leg and gave me superpowers in that one spot, so now everything just went away. What the hell? So I know it got something to do with, you know, things being more natural, and that's why, like I said, I eat plant-based, you know, more organic. Just, I feel like it got a lot to do with, you know, reflexes, timing, all of that, staying sharp. You know, when I used to eat regular like food, like bread, I don't even eat bread. Like, if I do eat bread, I eat gluten-free bread. You know, stuff that's light. I'm not eating no fatty foods and no stuff like that. And I feel like a lot of guys do. Like this kid Money Powell, bro, we had to fight before the fight, getting the pre-fight physicals, right? Why the fuck somebody come in and bring this nigga Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm finna beat this boy ass. Gee, you, that don't make no sense. You just think, you just, bro, like, bro, that's not no discipline. You don't eat fast food, bro. Like, what type of fighter do shit like that?
Different shit work for different people. Yeah. Motherfucking
promoting Pizza Hut. This nigga on live.
Ocho Cinco. This nigga talking about he eat McDonald's every day.
Oh man, bro.
Man, look, I heard a lot of crazy shit, bro.
A lot of people.
This nigga talking about what he say. He said this shit on TV on Fox. I think it was after he won a fight. Like, Pizza Hut. I need a pizza. What's up with the sponsorship? Like, bro, what? Like.
Get the sponsorships anyway, you know how, bro. Money,
sponsor him with the pizzas.
Look, they say you just won. Hey, fuck it. Hey, Domino's. I like my real ingredients.
But like I said, you know, some businesses I promote. Like most things I want are healthy businesses. You know, they promote a healthy lifestyle.
So motherfucking what time that's from again? What time?
So the event, the little fundraiser event, it'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. It'll probably go past 4 p.m., but you know, we gotta put a cap on there. It'll be at Hit Your Potential, you know.
What the fuck? What's that?
It'll be a nice event. It's a boxing gym. It's Joe Langston is the new owner of what was Gold the Distance Fitness is now Hit Your Potential Boxing.
Confused as hell. Like, hold on, what? Never heard of that one.
So yeah,
I pulled up yesterday. Right. I tried to see if it was open. Like,
hold on, it's a new vibe or same vibe?
No, nah, new. It's, oh, new vibe. It's some structure.
I ain't get to be in it. Justin told me. So
Santa Claus still there?
Nah.
Hold on, what you mean? All like he gone?
He's transitioning out.
Motherfucker bought him out.
Yeah, pretty much.
That shit funny. Shout out to bro. I ain't gonna say. Shout out to Joe, man. Oh God, for that little situation, that demonstration. I ain't gonna say the other man's name. We gonna call him Santa Claus. That's a little inside joke. But oh God, he ain't giving no gifts. He ain't got no ho ho ho.
Oh God.
But he Santa Claus on me. Yeah. But That shit, shout out to Joe. Bought the man out of his own little demonstration. That shit. Boss move, man. Shout out all black business, man. I
mean, yeah, man. Gotta get it. Shout out to black business. You know, and bro, we learning each other, like, in the gym. Because he's a fairly new coach, you know.
Right.
He's had a couple amateur bouts getting ready to trying to step into the pro, but
yeah, we gonna get Brown here too. He got
he definitely be giving me that work, bro. Like the first day working with him, I ain't gonna lie, he made me blow my gasket. I was like, what the hell? I never, you know, I ain't think he was that. He had that, you know, he put that pressure, you know, and you being a fighter. You know what it. You know what you gotta do when they asking you for what they asking you for. You just gotta do it. Ain't no excuse.
Right.
You know you can't say nothing back. A true, you know, a true fighter. So yeah, I got through it. But man, he gave me a hell of a workout. Then
what you listen to before your fights, man? Like what you training?
Bro, what you be getting into?
Oh man, none other than the legend himself. Long Live the King, Kevo, Kevin Donaldson, Lil Cuz, you know, Long Live the GOAT, you know, that's what I be banging because, like I said, every time I come out, I'm coming out to Cuz, you know, in homage. That shit means something to me, bruh. Like, bruh, it really means something to me, like. I feel like he there with me, you know, and cuz you should stay telling me, like, you got this shit, like, you got that shit. They can't fuck with you, you got that shit. Like, it'd be days when I'd be driving back and forth to Milwaukee, because I was training in Milwaukee and I live in Kenosha. So I'm commuting back and forth, and cuz called me just randomly, me on FaceTime or whatever, you know. I'm driving, got a little 45-minute drive. Whole time I'm on the phone with cuz, we just chopping it, G. Before I know it, I'm getting off the highway. I'm at the crib. My girl done called me twice. G. And I'm just on the phone with cuz. Like, and I used to stay telling him, like, bro, you got it. Like, and he had that shit on lock on my kids.
Yeah.
Rest up, boy. On my kids.
That shit, I ain't gonna lie. That shit sometimes don't even still feel real, man.
Yeah, bro. And like I said, man, I feel like he there with me, like I bring him with me, you know, and that give me strength.
Yeah, man. RIP Cub, bro. Shout out to, you know, all his actual immediate family. You know, shout out to his moms.
Yeah,
you know, I'm actually plugged in with his moms.
Yeah,
so
need.
I can actually say that, and it means something to me, and I know it will mean something to her. So shout out to her.
Well, shout out said and
Yeah, RIP to the mother brothers who lost in an unfortunate tragedy.
Crazy, bro. Like,
this is crazy, bro.
I'm around, like, bro, living souls, bro. Then they gone.
Yeah,
like, bro, like, and these, bro, it's crazy because they had so much life. You know,
as hell, bro, like early.
So much life, and then all of them together, bro, like the energy that they create, like not even just if you knew them individually, like they all had this charisma, you know, this energy about them, this so, love, you know.
You got the, like, I'm not saying like right now, you got the, like, you're in a position to do it, but. Like, for the communities in Kenosha and shit, like, put the guns down, put
a little event,
but they just box it up.
Well, I don't even, to be honest, it's crazy that you just mentioned this on my kids, man. It's really crazy because I literally just spoke to Isaiah, my brother Coogi, Isaiah Varnell. He pro boxer. Shout out to bro. He won doing it for the K2. Getting back, you know, me and bro be training every day.
He one of the first ones from like our era.
Yeah, like, most definitely. You know, bro showed me. He showed me the ropes, cause like I used to spar with bro literally every day. We meeting at the gym every day. He hit me up, bro. When the next time you trying to work, shit, I'll come in tomorrow. Shit, we there tomorrow the same day. Me and him. Mm-hmm. Nobody else, bro. And it all started from me being a part of the ring crew, which you was there, D. We set up the ring for him, so we got to be there for his first pro fight. I'm like, dog, this shit lit. Nigga, you finna get paid?
Right.
He like, yeah. And I still got that picture in my phone, which is crazy.
Yeah,
like,
I still got the picture.
Yeah, bro. And it's crazy. Yeah, I know. I just watched it. It's on your live. I just watched it too. You got a lot of shit on there. But yeah, hey, and it's crazy because sometimes people be asking me about certain fights. I'll be like, oh, you, hey, just go to my cousin page. It's on there. You can just go in there and watch it. Shit, it's on there. But yeah, bro. That shit inspired me, bro. It's like it lit a fire. That right there after the fight, he told me, like, I told him, I was like, bro, I want to do this, bro. Like, you know, I still ain't, at that point, I hadn't even had any amateur fights. And I jumped into amateurs, won my first fight by a second round stoppage against a southpaw, which was kind of awkward for me because I don't got no experience at all. And then my first fight is a southpaw.
Right.
My second fight was a guy that had 13 fights. I believe he was 9-4. Beat his ass. Then my third fight was for number one in the state of Wisconsin at 178. I fought a guy that was 5-0, and I was 2-0, and I stopped him in the first round. And they say that's not common for guys to be getting dropped and knocked out or even wobbled like that. Yeah. How I was doing them in the amateurs, because you got on 12-ounce gloves and headgear.
Yeah, sure.
But I already knew what I had. Like, I mean, shit. We knew, shit, I was 15, creasing grown men. So,
right.
I mean, I knew when I got into this sport, I wasn't, you know, I had nothing to fear. But I'm not going to say that I wasn't a little too cocky. Like, you know, people could say it's a such thing as confidence, but then there's a such thing as being cocky, being too cocky, right. Overconfident. I feel like before my first loss, I was there, and I wasn't. My skill didn't match my will.
It's a blissful ignorance, bro.
Yeah, my ignorance skill didn't match my will at all. Like, I had the will. Shit, I'm will, you know?
Right.
But I went in there to fight to win, you know? And I just didn't have the skill to match what my heart desired. So I suffered my first defeat. And like I said, I tried to revenge that, but it wasn't given to me. But you know, the fight against Money Powell, I got to go back and redeem myself for an 8-round against 11-3. And I beat the shit out of dude. I ain't even gonna sugarcoat it because they tried to jack, like, you know. But I mean, it's all love, man. It ain't never nothing personal with me, for real, for real. Like, lately, I've been trolling these guys and calling people out, you know, that stepped in my division or I came across their name. You know, we get fight offers all the time. Seeing as I'm independent, I pick whichever one comes to me the fastest, you know, in a reasonable manner for those who in my corner too, because I got three people in my corner. So I got to make sure they approve the dates for the fights. But other than that, we taking on all comers. Straight up. I ain't ducking no action. So
yeah, man, hopefully everything play out how motherfucker wanted to play out.
Yeah, so I done had some nice
fights lined up and shit.
Yeah, I done had some nice offers. We kinda in tune, one of my coaches, in tune with Salida Promotions right now. I ain't gonna speak too much on that because it's still in the mix, but you know, if I'm gonna sign with anybody, you know, I'm gonna sign with somebody that's recognizable in the game, you know,
yeah.
That you can look back and see some, you know, you see some records on that. Other than that, I'm just looking to stay busy. So we got some offers for October 29th, October 30th, even as close as October 16th, and the 15th as well. And then it's some big fish to fry on the card in Chicago. Well, let me not say big fish because they more like the shrimp to get to the fish. But some, however worthy, more worthier opponents, in Rosemont, Illinois, November 24th. So I'm looking to get busy on either one of those dates, 15th of October, 16th, the 29th, the 30th. Shit. If I can get two times in 1 month, I'm willing because, you know, I'm durable. I'm more than durable. I'm a breadwinner, so.
Yeah. Hopefully that shit play out, man, like I said.
Some will come.
Some fights.
Yeah. Some will come. Hopefully, we'll see how far. What's really good too is I've already fought three times this year. You know, it's for somebody that's independent, you know, and not signed to any promoter and only self promoting and doing this shit from scratch. Like this shit is all organic. You know the lick. Three fights is fairly well, and I've had offers, but like I said, I understand my worth. I'm ranked number 10 in the USA. I'm not taking no crumbs, and I'm not fighting no bums.
All right.
The last guy I fought him because that was the only option I had. Every other guy that had more fights than me or undefeated wanted more than my budget required, and seeing as this lady was just doing me a favor, I'm not signed to her. You don't see no ties or nothing.
Right.
She just was looking out for me, so I had to, take whoever I got. So it was an opportunity to fight. I got a win. I'm thankful.
That shit was cool. I had a good day that day. Bro was there. We our little cousin got married and shit that day. I ain't gonna lie. I was borderline. I wasn't drunk.
He was litty,
but I was good, bro. Like you know, I don't even drink like that. My little cousin got married, bruh, cried and shit. I held my shit in. I ain't gonna lie. He told me before, though, like, bro, I'm probably gonna cry. I'm like, bro, I feel you. But I held my shit in like a G. I ain't gonna lie.
All I'm gonna say is my shirt was a button up and I had it open. And I had a Corona.
So you was crying.
I had a bottle in my hand. It's a, you got the picture of it. It's just me, you, Sam.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was crying. I did cry because on God.
Not in the picture though.
I did cry. I ain't even gonna stunt because I never thought.
Well, that is crazy.
Never, it's like levels of
yeah.
No, then but like never, how we grew up
like the babies that was under us, bro. We always look at them like babies, and that's just like how everybody else that's older than us, bro. They look at us.
Next time you see your sister, ask her, be like, bro, what Isaiah call you, bro? She gonna be forever Lily. I don't care how old she get. Like my follower Aaliyah, bro. What up, Lily?
On my kids.
What you talking about? Even Interior. What up, TT?
Yup. On my kids.
I called my fuck by they baby nicknames. Oh, God.
Like, bro, Zanae just turned 16.
Bro, I seen her. Like, she got makeup on. I ain't even recognize her at first.
Don't,
like,
well, no, not no more, because didn't they just move? I can't.
Lala now?
Samira?
Samira. All right, they big as hell.
But she was working at she was working somewhere, bro. I went and she was in there. I seen Zanae.
Don't tell me where she is.
I
don't play that shit.
I seen her. Look, I went and did she tell you that she seen me? She told you.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, old as hell.
Hey, that shit was crazy. I'm like, hey. Yeah, I see. Bro, get that. Crazy. Get
like,
that money.
That's how I know I'm getting old. Then like. I took my daughter to the doctor and they told me about some, you know, in 2 years she's going to get her little friend. Tell me, like, oh, what little friend are you talking about?
I've been trying to tell him for a minute, like, bro, be prepared, bro, because I already knew, bro, mentally I wasn't prepared, but I was prepared enough that I had to prepare myself type shit.
It's like,
you feel me? So before my daughter even, you know, crossed that bridge, I was already telling her, like, you probably going to have changes to preparing her. To prepare myself for whenever it happened, I'd be like, well, at least I knew what the fuck was gonna happen type shit. Yep. Instead of like, it happened, he'd be like, what the fuck? Oh, like panicking type shit. Yeah, call your mama, call your auntie, like whatever.
Be prepared. Like, I be like telling her, like, I know it's coming, but my thing is like, I don't know it's coming.
And with the crazy part,
when it's coming.
Would it happen? Because even with little boys too, like, it can happen anytime from any, like, a certain age. You can be kind of younger or you can be kind of older. Like,
it's like I think it's going to be like her reaction.
That shit, I feel like I hit puberty late. Like, bro, I was what, bro? I was the same size.
For boys, though, it's certain levels that trigger type shit. Yeah. Like, you might have your voice drop when you, like, 13, but you might not start growing for, like, another 2-3 more years.
But I'm saying, I feel like I was,
I'm finna be 6'5".
I didn't hit that till I was, like,
no, we done growing, bro.
18, yeah, 18. I was like 18, 19 when I hit my last growth spurt, bro. And like, it was finally done. But like, from 16 to 17, bro. 16, I was a little nigga. 17, I was a little nigga, bro.
Yeah, bro, damn, it was my 18, height. Then next summer, bro.
18, 19, boom.
Tall as hell, lengthy ass, 6'1".
Next thing you know, 6'2".
I mean, the first time I see this nigga, I remember who this nigga was.
As a little kid.
He didn't remember who the fuck
I was.
Oh, God,
bro. That shit was crazy. But hey. I was litty, too. I ain't gonna lie. I was litty that night. It was late,
like,
night.
He's like, where you coming from? I'm like, my auntie house.
I'm like, what up, cuz? Darren? Oh, God, bro. That's how you know. But that's how you know, bro. We know. You right, know when family. You know. When you see. I'm like, bro. Because, look, I thought he was black.
Right.
So I'm like.
Shout out, black.
Bro, that ain't you. Wait. Darian, what the hell? He's like, huh.
If you want to know the drizz, that nigga started all this shit.
Yeah.
That shit crazy, though. Like, it'd be weird to not see you, you know, with not drizz.
Oh, God, yeah, now, nah, yeah.
It was weird to see your ass starting to have them.
With him, yeah. And what's crazy is everybody was like, it was weird to see me with no hair.
Right.
Like, I cut my hair, he grew his out.
Yeah, when you first cut your hair, that shit was weird, like, bro, cut his hair, like, what the fuck? Nah, I'm like, obviously, we used to that shit.
Yeah, I'm about to do something different, coming up.
You finna put some.
Both finna get a finger wave.
You know, you got me fucked up. Black did that shit.
A blind finger wave.
You remember when Jarvis did that shit?
Yeah, that shit. Hey, shout out to bro, cause bro just recently texted me, bro, like out of nowhere, and that shit. I ain't gonna say it's not normal, but.
It ain't.
You know, motherfuckers ain't been on the, you know, best communication skills just due for whatever reasons, bro. But he hit me up.
Yeah,
and that shit made me feel good because, like, internally, I've been on some, you know, if niggas ain't checking on me type shit.
Yeah, I'm already knowing.
I'm a step back type shit, but, you know, bro hit me up. That shit, we chopped it up for a little second. That shit made me feel good. So, shout out to bro.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, that's bro. Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, shit.
Y'all catch that Packers game?
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie. The week before that, we got our ass bust. I prepared myself to get drunk, right? I stopped that shit. I'm like, I turned that game off. But not even last week, just a couple days ago.
Monday.
Nigga, I got drunk as hell at the crib, solo dolo, watching this game. Oh, God. I ain't gonna lie. The Lions, they was putting in a little effort at first. But, and then, bro, we gotta talk about it, bro.
Fuck Kevin King.
Yeah, fuck Kevin
Trade
King.
Trade his punk
and
ass.
The defensive coordinator, Joe Barry, bro, he gonna have to get this shit together.
Bro, it's gonna come together. Watch. Eric Stokes.
Yeah, he gonna go crazy.
He's gonna make
bro.
A change he's to the secondary. Go. Then, bro, it's another rookie we got on the secondary, too, bro. Listen.
We gonna be straight. O line finna get healthy. Then D line finna get healthy.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I missed it. I've been missing it. I ain't even gonna cap. Cause
who we play this next coming up?
Play San Francisco.
Cause there's so many.
That's gonna be solid.
Big fights coming up.
Oh yeah, it is. It is some big fights.
I be geeked. You know they got Deontay Wilder finna crease old buddy Tyson Fury.
What day is it?
Shout out to
October 9th.
Yeah, shout out to my boy, the Bronze Bomber. It's gonna be a lot of fights on the undercard too for that fight. FA Ajagba gonna be putting his undefeated record against what's his name, bro? Sanchez.
Mm.
Frank Sanchez. I think it's Frank the Tank Sanchez. Mm-hmm. But I think he a Cuban fighter, big dude. But they some big dudes. It's a lot of people. Then you got before that. Don't somebody fight before that? That's October. Saying. But after that, you got Caleb Plant and Canelo coming. That's November 6th.
And then after that, you got goddamn Terrence Crawford, Sean Porter.
Yeah, man.
That's my prediction, bro. I got Wilder knockout. Then I got Caleb Plant decision. Then I got Porter decision.
Fuck no.
On me. I got money on it right now on look, record.
So, yeah. Look, I got Wilder. I'm going to say Wilder in 6, no more than 8. He going to get him. And Caleb, I agree with that by decision to a certain extent. It might be.
He got to start fast.
Yeah, because if not, they going to get a draw.
Or at least, like, not start fast, but, like, control it.
Or somebody early. Might get, like, either a majority decision win. You know, I don't think it's going to be, like, no unanimous blowout on either person's side.
Right.
They're not going to let that happen. But with the last one, I think Terrence going to get him out of there, bro.
Well, he going to have to.
If he don't get him out of there,
bro. He's going to have to, bro. Sean not going for none of that shit, bro. He not no lay down.
I know.
Knocks it out. Boo,
I know, but
he not going
if he don't get him out of there, bro, I know he going to blow him out.
And, like, I hate to even say it like this.
Because he can fight.
We got to think about it, though, bro. It's been time. Like, this is just my mindset. All right. Terrence Crawford ain't really been fighting nobody like that. Like competition-wise. In my mind, the average
fan.
Well,
he's been fighting somebody, but they really ain't nobody as far as, like, fighters because of who they fought. They just, their records is all built.
But what I'm saying is everybody else in that weight class has been fighting motherfuckers for the most part.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, just the last couple years specifically, just how COVID been working, like, shit been, niggas ain't been fighting like how the normal boxing schedule been fighting.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
Considering his age, too, you feel me? I mean, both them niggas fairly, you know, not young, you feel me? But I don't know, that's how I look at it. He ain't really fought the same amount of, or not the same amount, but like the same level of
opposition
type shit. That's just how me, the average fan, look at it. I don't know how, like, you in this shit.
Yeah,
so
well, I mean,
it,
as far as, like,
degree.
The big names, but like I said, bro, all these guys, they be passed around like hoes. My bad. No, no. You know, like, pause. Straight up. But, like, on some real shit, I'm just saying, like, they always fighting the guys that's on the way out. Like, that's just how it work. They battle tested. They former champions,
right,
et cetera. They on their way out. They about to hang them gloves up. You know, they got their last 2-3 fights. And these young upcoming prospects get a shot at these guys that are on their way out.
That's
to
another fight, too, that just caught my mind. Ain't they finna fight, like, this weekend or soon? AJ.
Oh, yeah. So, shout out to my dog, Chris Millie, none other than Chris Osley from Chicago, Illinois, one of my sparring mates, 12-0 pro. Mm. Shout out to Sam Colonna. We trained together at his gym. He was, with Manny Robles, I believe, in California in preparation for his, you know, for this fight coming up. I'm gonna check this one so that way I can actually give you the actual, you know, belt and stuff that's on the line. But yeah, man, my dog 12-0 with 9 knockouts. He's a middleweight, ranked number 46 in the USA. Mm-hmm. And he is about to fight for the vacant WBA Intercontinental Middleweight title. He's fighting a guy named Kasan. I don't know how to say that nigga last name. I ain't even going to try it because he like Russian or something, I think. But he 21-1. He 21-1 and he got 11 knockouts. It's gonna be a night.
On that card?
Yeah, on Anthony Joshua card. So it's gonna be on Sky Sports, and I believe this is on. This is the promoter is Eddie Hearn, so it's gonna be on the Zone. Matchroom boxing. No, Matchroom.
Do I fuck with Eddie Hearn?
Are they fighting this weekend? Oh God,
on the 24th, 25th. Oh yeah.
You said what?
Fuck
Eddie Hearn. Eddie Hearn a bitch.
And they coming back. They coming back. Callum Smith coming back. He making his return.
Callum Smith.
Yeah, he was just recently defeated by.
I don't know why this dude look like a racist, double spy. Oh God, dude work for the Russian intelligence and the American intelligence.
He was recently defeated by Canelo. Canelo stopped him. He was 27-0, and Canelo stopped him. Or no, he didn't stop him. They went the distance.
Playing ass up, yeah, that shit. Gonna lie.
With them slaps.
Yeah.
But
upper slap, over slap. Lie.
That shit. What you call it made a good point on Twitter. Clarissa Shields made a good point. If it was the other way around, like, niggas ride Canelo dick so much, like, everybody like, man, that shit was tough, woo, woo. But if Caleb Plant would have pushed him, the fans, the average fans would have been like, oh, he's in Canelo's head, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fine him for pushing him.
That shit don't.
Yo ass goofy.
But because somebody had asked me earlier, like, is that stuff real? Like, bro, this is not wrestling.
This ain't for play.
I'm like, this ain't wrestling. And, like, he was like, well, how much stuff you think of that is for publicity? I'm like, now, some of these guys do that. But now, do they do that and get into the other guy's head? And now he actually reacting to the shit that this nigga's saying? Yes, it's real. You finna go to war. Like, you finna put your life on the line. Like, you gonna risk your life in here. Them little ass gloves ain't shit to play with. Nigga bang your head the wrong way, you gonna go more than night-night. Niggas be dying in this shit. Like, I had somebody tell me today at the gym, this Arabic fella told me he didn't believe boxing was for humans because of his example was Muhammad Ali. Rest in peace to the legend.
But he's not the first or the, how you say it like this, last. You feel me?
That's it's a warrior sport.
But it's a lot. Even in other sports, nigga, football, soccer, nigga, hockey.
Yeah, like, people die every day.
Baseball, nigga. People die sleeping. Basketball, probably the safest sport to play.
People die sleeping.
Let me think about it. I mean, bro, think about the word safe.
Yeah, it is. That is one of the safest.
I mean, you still could break a leg.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Right. Golf. Agree.
Fuck that.
Golf.
Bowling, G.
Golf. No,
nigga,
golf.
Water polo. Yeah, that.
Bowling. Yeah, bowling.
No.
Golf.
Nah, bowling, you can fuck up your wrist, nigga. Is that like an actual professional
it's
sport?
It's a whole what league, shit? G. It's ESPN.
Nigga,
make ESPN.
Pool. Nah, you can hit a pool ball the wrong way and fuck
shit
up.
Shout out to Cornhole. We gonna have that at the
You digs?
At the fundraiser too, yeah. Thank
God, this
the
Saturday.
The little sack in the hole.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Shout out to Cornhole.
Yep. But yeah, man.
So I got Wilder. Nah, so we're gonna start with this Saturday. I'm gonna go Usyk because I don't really trust AJ.
Bro, he 18-0. He slick. I never seen Anthony Joshua against a southpaw, so I can't say for sure. Andy Ruiz is an orthodox fighter. Anthony Joshua.
I just seen today Andy Ruiz talking
getting
about,
back in it.
He gonna try to fight
whoever the winner is.
He gonna try to fight Luis Ortiz or some dude. Some Smith, I think.
I thought what's the name?
Oh, I forget. Charles Martin. That's probably who it is.
I thought Wilder.
Dude ain't on nothing though.
I thought Joshua was supposed to fight Fury at one point.
But nah, you know how that shit go. They tried to blackball. I ain't gonna see even blackball because they couldn't do it, but they tried to, you know, just skate around Deontay Wilder. My conspiracy theory, this is the average person who be into boxing. Boxing racist as fuck.
It is.
Oh God. Like, you gotta think about it, bro. Just a couple weeks ago, a nigga test positive for some shit. And whether it was right or wrong that he actually, you know, intentionally put it in his body or not, the point is it was in his body. And by rules, like, niggas supposed to have been stripped. The fight should have never took place and all kind of shit. But I hate to say it like this. The nigga Hispanic, and, like, Hispanics run boxing for the most part, like, I ain't even gonna say business-wise, but I don't even know how to really say it. But if you ain't black, you can get, like, fucked over in boxing. I mean, if you are black, you can get fucked over in boxing. Oh, God. You gotta have the complexion for the protection, unfortunately. But that's in anything.
Yeah. It's politics. That's just, this is politics.
That shit crazy.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, man.
Who else supposed to fight? I just seen Boots, Jerron Ennis. He's solid, too. Welterweight.
He about to fight?
I think he said he's looking for a fight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's some decent shit going on in boxing, bro. Basketball about to start. Got Lakers mini camp this Friday, then next week, training camp.
Also, I didn't even say what the whole fundraiser is about. Shit, the fundraiser, the whole, you know, well, the reason of the fundraiser is to bring the people out. You know, the kids just recently started back school.
Right.
And it's about to get cold outside, so we want to bring everybody out, you know. And if I could bring the people out to bring their kids out, then, hey.
Right.
In the future, I am gonna be working on my own non-for-profit. This is actually what I was talking about before I got sidetracked. It's gonna be called Guns Down, Gloves Up. And it's gonna be a non-for-profit organization that I'm just gonna be working with youth, you know, a youth outreach program to get all these young men off the streets, you know, and just to show them that, you know, it could be a lot better for them, you know, if they, you know, put the guns down and pick the gloves up. You know, that's just a start to stop the violence in the streets, because, you know, these guys, they be so eager nowadays to just pick up a gun and shoot you in your face. When we was kids, we used to just duke it out. Ain't no real honor in the streets nowadays, because people get beat up, and then next you know they come back with a gun and want to shoot your crib up.
I need to go take a group field trip to a goddamn morgue and look at a dead body and be like, this could be you, bro. You can get punched in your face and go home, put some cold iced peas on that bitch. Yeah. You feel me? Be straight. You feel me? Might not come outside for a couple of days. You know, just because you don't want to be embarrassed or whatever, but you feel me? You can't get up out of casket.
No, you can't. Straight up. You can't get up out of box when they put your ass in it and they throw the key away.
Oh, God.
You know, getting up out of there. So then what you going to do? You going to either ride in there.
You got to think about it, nigga. Sometimes your family ain't got money to put your ass in the ground. They got to, you know, burn your ass up. You feel me?
But
all because niggas scared to throw hands or don't want to throw hands. Niggas scared to be embarrassed in front of their homies. Like,
I want to be cool. Even want to be cool. Like, that's
cool.
What a lot of that be nowadays, bro. They be trying to prove stuff to their friends. So that's them just
and
being
cool.
And
like I tell niggas, bro, a lot of niggas who think they tough with guns on the streets, I know for a fact, niggas be soft as fuck in jail.
In jail, yeah, you catch them.
Bruh.
Yeah. Listen, I don't really speak too much on it when people meet me, but... because I don't feel that matters. I'm a very respectful and professional guy. And
that shit don't validate you or make you...
Yeah, no. Nah. So, you know, everybody got their ups and downs. And, you know, everybody, you know, go through certain things in life. Man, I didn't, you know, been incarcerated multiple times.
Right.
Multiple times, you know. And I've done prison bids. And I'm one of the most solid guys I know, and I tell you straight up, like, you'll see some of the guys on the street that you thought was solid, you know, be quick to shoot somebody, and then you get in there, and, man, somebody has slapped them over a bag of chips.
No,
and I promise you, they ain't no shit. And that's just, everybody tough with a gun. They got something that they feel like can protect them,
right.
You know, and, you know, you got them real solid guys who don't really need that, don't really care. But it's crazy, but and it's fucked up to say that nowadays
in this
you
day
need
age,
it.
Yeah,
you need it no matter who you are. So right now I'm petitioning the courts, you know, to get my F's off my background, so that way I can have that. You feel me? I had that with me, especially because I know what I could do with my hands. I'm already dangerous enough. And I'm not going to be out here fighting in those streets, trying to put my hands on nobody. I pride myself too much for that, you know. I know what I'm capable of, so I'm not one that's out here just scraping average individuals. That's goofy.
Right.
But I get paid to put my hands on people, you know, and I'm trying to do it for a big, big bag, so so I stay low. And I know that doing that, you know, what's crazy is that's how I, you know, first started, you know, getting in trouble with the law by just putting my hands on people. People would say stuff, I flip a switch and just should put my hands on them, scrape them. And I was little, you know, I got picked on too. God shit called me a bitch for damn near half a school year before I scraped him. And then shit, I still didn't want to fight. I didn't like to fight, which is crazy. A lot of people ask me this. So what made you get into fighting? Like, did you grow up? No, I grew up in the streets fighting, like street fighting. Had nothing to do with boxing. Like, yeah, I took up some boxing classes when I was 15, but that didn't advance my skills in the streets. What I knew was just solely off of self-confidence and the fact that I knew I worked out and I was a fucking athlete. I played football for 7 years. I played basketball for 3. You know, I knew I was an athlete. I would be in juvie doing more push-ups, sit-ups, and pull-ups than everybody in there. It didn't matter where I was at, what facility I was in. That was just me. So I always knew that. And then getting older, just working out, I would push my limits. It was getting to the point I could do 173 push-ups straight. Like one sit, not slowing down, just going. And that to me was like, it was regular. Then I would get to rec and my first set would be 150. Like, all right, what we on today? 150, you know the deal. Bust out 150 push-ups straight, just there, and I'm up and down all the way. For those who don't know what a military push-up is, we know.
Right.
We all know in this room. But y'all know, like, them ain't easy. 150 of them, that's how I came home solid. 187 pounds solid. But that's my point. What I had to go through, I shouldn't have. But I'm grateful for everything that I went through because now I can share that with somebody else, you know, and teach them, you know, how to not do that.
Yeah, that shit. Everybody, you know, really don't know that about you.
Yeah, you, man. And
a lot of people clearly couldn't tell.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, that's because
your energy you give off.
Yeah, I hold myself to a higher standard than that. You know, people, like I said, people make mistakes. People make bad decisions, bad choices. And, you know, either it's up to you if you learn from them and grow from them. I learned a lot from them, and I feel like I wouldn't be who I am today if I didn't go through what I went through. And like I said, it could be looked at as unfortunate, but I'm very fortunate. I got 4 beautiful boys. And a fiance, you know, so it's beautiful. And my fiance is the mother of my children,
right,
obviously, you know. But it's beautiful, you know, and that's my partner. And, like, I'm working, doing all this stuff. The fundraiser is for me to take a trip to California for 12 days, just so I could go out there and, you know, expand my horizon as far as on this boxing. You know, it's a lot of big gyms and big names out that way. Right. Shout out to my homie Danny Blancas from Milwaukee, ranked number 11 amateur in the country. one of my main sparring partners. Been sparring him since he was about 16. So, he's out there getting work with David Benavidez and them, you know. So he out there getting good quality work. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. Like, he done been out there getting work with prospects like Diego Pacheco and guys like that. And that's what I'm looking forward to, you know. The big names out there, and I feel like I belong where the big names belong. They just ain't seen me yet. Cause I'm out here and ain't really nothing shaking as far as on a boxing tip out here in Wisconsin, but I'm definitely stirring that pot up right now. We gonna put this on the map real quick.
Yeah, man. We gonna start to wrap this shit up. My fuzz, come out, check out Cuz event that's going on this Saturday. Yeah,
definitely come support.
Y'all can eat some food, bring your kids. If you got two badass sons and they been tearing your house up. Bring their ass, they gonna put the gloves on.
Yeah, enter the raffle, you know. Yeah.
You might see me knock them out at knockout kid.
I'll probably be in there getting some bag work, so you'll get to come and see some exclusive work. I actually be doing some work that day.
So what's up? If they last 5-3 minutes in the run with you, 2 minutes in the run with you, they get.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna be doing no sparring. No, I'm not doing no sparring with nobody. I'm gonna be probably getting some bag work in, you know, just a little conditioning, just, you know, just off a little skills, you know.
Yeah, man, come check out the shit. Come jump on the bouncy house, play some cornhole,
and watch kid put some work.
All that kind of shit. We gonna check out of here until next time, bro. It's a pleasure having you on.
I won't smoke with everybody.
We're gonna have to have you on here, you know.
Yeah, we definitely gotta do a part two.
But yeah, we gonna wrap this thing up. Y'all niggas be smooth, man.